gentlemen, shut it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Let's see. We get more emails, and we get more dead people. We got the Black Lives Matter movement working with the Obama administration, working with the UN to federalize our local police forces, and they want to make this all about Donald Trump.
Ain't gonna happen around here. Welcome to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show coming to you primed for the show tonight, as if we're not usually. But anyway, we are really jacked up tonight, and we hope to get you going, too. Thank you for being out there. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart, along with the chairman of the board, sporting, what is that, periwinkle?
Styling and profiling.
You know, I gotta tell you, that's periwinkle, isn't it?
You know what's funny is you get to play in a lot of these golf tournaments, right? And every tournament you go in usually gives you a shirt.
Sure.
You know, I got about 80 different colors of shirts. I don't even know what they are, you know.
Well, that's somewhere between violet and periwinkle. I don't know. Anyway, Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407. Oh, I gave you the phone number already. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and we are indeed loaded for bear tonight. We started with this story yesterday. Donald Trump was in Wilmington, Delaware, having a rally, right. And he made those comments, which we've all heard by now. You know, by the way, if she gets to pick, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. Those now famous words by Donald Trump.
But right there it stopped, right?
He said, I don't know, that would be awful.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Does it mean anything to me?
This is sort of the beauty of
it. That's what I'm saying.
I, you know, sometimes I think Trump is just tweaking noses here.
I mean, because for them to come up with their conclusions shows how radical these people are to generate these perverted thoughts that they're putting forth.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, mm-hmm, and speculate that Donald Trump is a lot more clever than a lot of people are giving him credit for. Sly like a fox. You know that old saying?
He's getting his publicity on this.
Because there's an overriding point that we want to make, and we're going to kind of go through this in a roundabout fashion to make it. But the overriding point is there's a big mistake, I think, a lot of conservatives and Republicans and guys like Michael Medved, for instance, are making. And that is they think that this is Donald Trump's fault. All of this negative and over-the-top media coverage is Donald Trump's fault. He keeps saying these things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! This is ignorant. This is naive. This is people who evidently have not been paying attention. They gave Ronald Reagan the same treatment. He overcame it. They gave George H.W. Bush the same treatment in, not when he was running so much against Dukakis, because he had the upper hand then. But when he was running against Clinton, remember the one four-letter word that they kept calling George H.W. Bush, a Navy veteran shot down in the Pacific and rescued by a submarine? Remember the word wimp?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yep.
They called a Navy, World War II hero, they made him into a wimp.
Can you imagine
and
the
made
radical
Bill Clinton the man in that election?
Right. The radical left calling him a wimp.
This is nothing new. What did they do to Mitt Romney?
Oh, he stuck his dog on top of the car. Golly, can't have him being president, can you? What's he going to do? Put his cat up on the roof of the White House and throw it off?
I mean, this is the kind of nonsense. I think Donald Trump knows that it doesn't matter what he does or says, that he is going to be vilified for it. So he's kind of, more or less, I think, willingly stepped into the role.
Right.
And in that sense, I think he is far more clever than everybody else. Of course, November 8th will be the telltale. But the bottom line is, you're not going to get around this. And by the way, the media are now making it, oh, they've got their mad faces on, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I turn on the morning joke in the morning to get a real feel for where the liberals are coming from,
yeah,
right?
Coffee Joe.
That right. And CNN, yeah, the morning joke.
That's been hard to take that early in the morning, though. It's so disgusting.
I don't drink coffee, so that gets my blood going.
Well, that gives you your left. You know, I'm drinking coffee and listening right through the roof
I'll be laying in the bed, and I'll grab the remote and flick on the TV, and they'll start talking, and I'll be jumping up going, you got it!
That's what I'm saying. If you drank coffee, you'd be right through the ceiling.
That's it. They had their mad faces on this morning. Mika, she kept staring into the camera with her mad face on. We're not going to allow this anymore. And it was the same thing that the New York Times was talking about Monday. We're going to do what the Republican elites, what the Republican Party, and what those racist rednecks voters wouldn't do, and that is take down Donald Trump. They are not making any bones about it. It is now their purpose in life, and they feel like they've been given a license, see?
Oh, all of them together.
Don Trump has given them the license. Why? He said, what did he say yesterday? Why? He called for people to go out there and assassinate Hillary Clinton. Like hell he did. He didn't do anything of the sort. But that's what they've made the story into. They've created this scripted storyline out of whole cloth. Right? And have now used it to legitimize their new role as the media. People can't talk like that. And so they will not let them. And they are going to take down not only Donald Trump, but the people who are responsible for him being where he is now. And that means all the rest of you. Just like we've been saying on the show. I mean, when they get done with him, they're going to come after whoever else.
You know, by twisting this statement that Trump made, and I've already seen this today, I have people already talking, and they're saying, you know what, we're getting tired of the left trying these tricks because it was too obvious. This was just a sicko way to distort his wording that he didn't mean that in any respect. And you're really getting bored with it. Nice try, but watch out. Soon your arguments aren't going to have any water at all to them.
Who's baiting who now?
Yeah. Let's get it over with now, and soon you'll be out of...
Who's baiting who now?
You got it.
All right. Donald Trump is not your average run-of-the-mill political...
Bumpkin, sure.
Exactly. This guy knows how to tweak noses, he knows how to create drama, and he knows how to create the kind of reaction from it. And he's stupid, he don't know what he's doing... This stupid guy is the run for president on the Republican ticket. Now that, anybody that gets that far in the game ain't stupid.
He was speaking today at 4, and he referenced this comment. And everybody knew what we were talking about.
Sure.
That these people, there was no merit to their argument. And they all started, these people, you're going too far when you make accusations like this, and it's too obviously what you're doing. Too obvious.
Well, exactly.
And too obvious.
This is why I say, who's baiting who now? And who may be the more clever one here, you see? Right?
Right, I agree. That was so disgusting. It's just too obvious.
Hey.
Nice try.
Like I said, this guy's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He knows what the heck he is doing. Do not think otherwise, not for 1 minute. But just to get on with this, let's go back to the quote yesterday. He's talking about there's going to be Supreme Court justices appointed, right?
We got that. That's a good argument.
We already know that it's only going to take one, and that's the one that's hanging in the air right now.
Everything.
Garland is up for it, right? Mm-hmm. That will change everything. Now, if Bader Ginsburg goes when Hillary Clinton's a president, there's not going to be much change. Let's face it.
Right.
But Clarence Thomas is threatened to go. And then there's those people who keep showing up dead. You know, conveniently dead, who somehow always manages to somehow benefit the Clintons when people show up dead. Like, what was that Supreme Court justice showed up out there? Who knows? I ain't going that far on that one. But we will be talking about somebody else that's shown up
dead. So you think we'll be able to interview for the Deadpool soon? Remember the time we went through something like 50 names in the book and they're Deadpool?
Yeah, I believe it's up
and to... And I think we have three new entries.
Well, I believe it's up to about 57 now since we went through that. That's been a couple of months ago, for
heaven's
sake.
If I were Debbie Wasserman, knowing how the Clintons played a game...
All right, but see, this is really all about gun control and taking guns away from Americans. We know that.
Yep.
I mean, they'll deny it as much as they want, but all their arguments are, we have to restrict gun ownership. We must take away guns because of gun violence and da-da-da-da-da-da. And like I said on the show many a times, our founding fathers predicted this situation. And they had four reasons for the Second Amendment, and they spell them out in the Federalist Papers. I can't remember the number right now, but the Federalist Papers, you will find the four reasons are, first, to protect ourselves from our own government should it become tyrannical. Our own government. And by the way, this is why the language is in the Second Amendment for a well-regulated militia. What they meant by well-regulated was armed well enough that you could actually defend yourself. In other words, not have 38 revolvers against machine guns.
Right.
If machine guns were going to be used against you, you had to be armed that you could be effective fighting them.
Plus, why is it the Second Amendment? It was that important to them.
Exactly.
That's why it was the Second Amendment.
To protect ourselves from our own tyrannical government, should it become so. To protect ourselves, second reason was to protect ourselves from an invading government.
Of course. Right.
Third was to protect ourselves from criminals. And the fourth reason, last but not least, was to protect ourselves from hunger. In other words, to be able to go out and hunt food. All right, but oh no, Barack Obama! Why you don't need an assault weapon because what are you going to hunt with that? Why you don't need that to go hunting with? Well, hunting is fourth on the list, Mr. Doofus. The reason why we need quote unquote assault weapons is to protect us from buffoons like you, and that's what they talk about in the Federalist Papers. So, to get back to this is what Trump's alluding to, that they do want to take our weapons away. By doing away with or hollowing out the Second Amendment. And lo and behold, along comes Black Lives Matter. Right? And Ferguson, just had the celebration in Ferguson, had more violence in Ferguson last night. 2-year anniversary of Ferguson. A bogus lie that has led to the formation of the Black Lives Matter movement. And what do? They go around inciting violence. Now, if you want to know somebody who's actually inciting violence and words that incite violence, it's stuff like, have you ever heard this before? No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
Downtown.
No, no peace means violence. But do we hear any condemnation by the mad faces like Mika? I don't want to say her last name because I'll cuss. But and Joe, the turncoat Scarborough, right? No, they're mad at Donald Trump. No, they can't be mad at the people going around preaching no justice, no peace. All right. So we got this whole lie made out of whole cloth. And then we get these investigations as the results of the lies that come down and say, yeah, why, we got rampant racism going on down there to Ferguson. We got rampant racism going on up yonder to Baltimore. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to have federal standards. We're going to have federal training. We're going to have to, without saying so, federalize the local police forces. And there, of course, is the UN encouraging this because these are human rights issues. This rampant racism is a human rights issue. And what gets in the way? The Second Amendment. And so it comes all the way back around to where a guy like Trump says something like that, provocative maybe, but certainly not inciting violence. And the media comes out and says, oh, you can't be talking like that. And we're going to make sure you don't anymore. And not only that, but we're going to make an example of you so nobody else does the same thing. You see, it's kind of like the way they kill these people. They just killed a guy. They shot him in the back. We'll give you his name here in a little while. Was it Seth Rich? Was he the one?
Rich Seth or Seth Rich.
Right, right. Yeah. And he was on his way to testify in front of the FBI. Kind of sounds like that movie Casino, you know, where they take the guys out at the end of the movie and kill them with baseball bats right before they were supposed to testify in a trial. And the reason they do it that way is not only to silence that person, but to silence guess who else? Anybody else?
Oh, yeah. You're going to learn a lesson, right?
Right.
You're going to observe, right?
Right. This is what we're up against, and they're going after Donald Trump, and they're insinuating that he called for people to assassinate or carry out some sort of violence against Hillary Clinton? Give me a break. That is no way what he was insinuating or saying at all. If anything, he was simply saying, if you take away the Second Amendment, bad things are going to happen. And he didn't imply what that would mean. Politically, perhaps violence in the street. But it's the reality. It is the reality. And he dared venture into that dark abyss. And now he's the problem, you see.
And the other thing, though, Chris, is, you know, I hated to see their story occupy so much of the time today. You know, when we had all the other stories out there, you know, on this email situation, which we're going to touch into.
Yes and no, because what was the response you were getting from some of the people you talked to?
We're getting tired of it because you can. It's too obvious what they're doing.
Right.
Because his wording did not imply that in any way.
Right.
So it's just they're putting themselves into a position where we're reading. It's a gang up. We can see what you're doing, and when it becomes too obvious, you're losing your firepower for down the road.
Exactly.
So they're not going to be able to, you know, knock him around as much in October because they're out. They're out. You're out of. I wasn't going to say out of bullets. That would sound right.
Sort of by being more or less outrageous.
Right.
He is exposing the media for the scoundrels that they are.
So in that respect, right on the money.
He's right on the money here.
Right on the money.
Yep. Right on the money. And then you got the bozos blaming it on Donald Trump, like if it was only fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. If it was only my favorite candidate. No, this would never happen to Marco Rubio. He's a silver-tongued devil. Let me tell you something. I guarantee, and by the way, and Katrina Pearson pointed this out, I believe it was last night on Megyn Kelly, the girl that's sitting in for
like
her. All right. That this came out in some of the WikiLeaks emails that the DNC, not only did they have a plan to get Bernie Sanders, they had a plan ready to get Donald Trump and any other Republican. And I guarantee if you look hard enough, you'll find a dossier. Cruz. All right, you open the dossier on Ted Cruz, and they've got a line of attack on Ted Cruz. Extremist Republican, religious nut. That would have been the attack on him, you see. All right, fill in Jeb Bush. One word, Bush. Right?
Right.
All right, fill in Lindsey Graham. Idiot. You know, they had something on every doggone one of them. Ben Carson, inexperienced bozo. Just pick one, and I guarantee you, they have a line of attack all ready to go.
This is not
about Donald Trump. He is more clever than they. I guarantee you. Now, we'll see how smart the public is.
And again,
but he is exposing these people for the scoundrels they are.
And the thing is, the fighter the guy is, even watching the day, boy, he still fires back. And he kept on track today, you know, but I did like the fact he did reference this. And he got it across to them that this was so out of line in the part of the Democratic Party. So it's just good. He's the right guy to take this heat. You know, some of these other guys would fold on the spot. So
exactly.
Right guy. Right guy.
Exactly. Okay, well, you got it. Take a break. I tell you what, we're just going to run through it because we only have 4 minutes left in this segment. This is Donald Trump is actually confronting the forces that we are all know are out there. And it is this elite media political complex of people who are living high off the hog and none of them want to come off of that. Well, it's high time that they do. And we're going to start at the top, and we're going to start at the bottom and clean this mess up if we can. If we can't, then somewhere a point down the road, it is going to get ugly. Because the liberals aren't going to quit pushing. They're going to push and push and push. And we need to push back at the polls. Defeat them at the polls. Because if we do not defeat them at the polls, they will push us over the limit. And then turn around, of course, and blame it on us. Because that is what they do. That's the big con. If you don't believe me, go see the doggone movie. Oh. Hillary's America.
Lie, 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 deny, deny, deny. And that is the whole system
and
of the Democratic Party.
And they've been doing it for over 200
years. They've been doing it for too long, and everybody has had it. And you're going to see these numbers change in the next 3 weeks. Watch and see.
Well, you know, the Quinnipiac poll is out, is on the front of the Sentinel mm-hmm. today. It's a dead heat here in Florida.
Right.
And supposedly he's behind in some of these other battleground states. We shall see as this goes forward. But all I can say is we got one thing down there. They ain't got up there. We got one thing down here. They ain't got up there. Us.
You got it. That's why the state's going Republican, buddy.
I heard Michael Medved today express some frustration that some of his colleagues in the business, and I'm not saying he was referring to us, but some of his colleagues in the business are acting as cheerleaders and apologists for Donald Trump, and that he's taking, and this will be my word, the more scholarly route. You know, he has questions. He has serious questions about
Donald
Trump.
Where'd he go? You see Berkeley
Trump.
Or something?
Like I said, he lives in an ivory tower. He just defeated a life-threatening disease. Life is wonderful to him, right? Mm-hmm. And so he has the opportunity to sit back and be philosophical and be, you know, the high-minded sage or something. I'm sorry. In my opinion, part of what we do here is, if you will, to be a cheerleader. Yeah, Larry and I, after Obama won 4 years ago, we came in here the day after. Now, he'd been predicting Obama was going to win, but I'd been predicting Romney was going to win. So I came in here eating crow that night. But we didn't know if we were going to have anybody out there listening. Guess what? Over the next few weeks, more people than ever tuned in. And it dawned on me at that time, not way back when I was 19 years old, when you could drink at 18, I was a bartender for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And bartenders are perennial listeners.
You were a bartender at 19?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the chief of police actually sent a detective down to make sure I was old enough because he saw me.
I'm from, I was 21.
Chief York, if you remember, if you've been around Orlando a long time, Chief York sure enough did. Anyway, I realized that we're part bartender, part listeners, part barbers, because they do a lot of talking, right? And part psychologist. And so we are here to help you not let these idiots in the mainstream media
drive you in a herd.
Exactly. You down and drive you out of the game. We're here to pump you up, get you into the game, get you into the fight so that we can defeat these morons and not sit there and go, well, you know, Donald Trump, he's acting like do. No, let's get on the stick and save this country from a crime family. How many people have to die for people to see that Hillary Clinton is the epitome of the word lie?
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Christopher Hart here, along with the chairman of the board, Michael McBath. He pulled me down off the ceiling, got me back on my stool here.
Calm yourself, Chris. Relax. Take it easy. Don't overheat.
I tell you, if I just keep looking at your shirt, that'll calm me.
Yeah, this will. I don't know what color this is.
I think it's periwinkle.
You think?
I think so.
Periwinkle.
Anyway.
What do you think? Now, you're a woman of style.
Lavender. We got to get her microphone turned on.
Yeah.
That person we're referring to is Kathy Gibson. She's in the studio with us now. Good to see you, Kathy.
Good to see you too, Chris.
All right. And she's running for Orange County Committee Woman. And she's going to tell us why she'd be a good fit for that job here in just a second. But we've got Norman holding on the line. Norman, thank you for calling tonight.
Greetings, Trump.
What's
that? He's going to keep nitpicking and nitty-gritting him to where it's going to be like the boy who cried wolf too many times.
Yep.
And they're not going to believe anything. They're going to lose all credibility.
I think that's what Trump is. If there's any rhyme to his reason, or any reason to his rhyme, I guess I should say, I think it is that he is actually goading them on to go over the top.
Chris, you already saw that reaction today. I've seen it everywhere I go. People just say, this is just ridiculous, because read what you just said a while back, and it makes it very clear. And they're running out of firepower.
And it's
the other thing is, the more they mention his name, the more notoriety he gets.
Well, he's already got great name recognition, but it does keep him out there, and it shows that he's out there fighting for whatever that's worth. But
the other thing we got going on here in Texas is George P. Bush, the Texas Land Commissioner, son of Jeb Can Do It, has endorsed Donald Trump.
I heard that this morning. Yeah, he did. They call him Pete. Yeah.
And the thing is that now he needs to put his money where his mouth is, so to speak. He needs to go out there and make some speeches throughout the country, because here in Texas, all he's doing is preaching to the choir.
Well, we'll see if he does. We'll see if he does, because, he's a charismatic, handsome young fella, and he's got a lot of energy.
and he's also Hispanic.
That's right.
Yeah, his wife is Spanish. Right?
Yeah, Columba is George P.'s mother, and he speaks Spanish
fluently.
They do
need to get him out into the crowds.
Yeah,
and I didn't mean to get off the topic, but I was I just couldn't contain myself with that one.
Well, that's okay, Norman. You're calling long distance from Dallas, so we'll let you go on that one.
He deserves it. Dallas.
Anytime. You call us anytime.
That's right. You call from Dallas, you're in.
Yeah, we appreciate you being out there listening to us. God bless you. And that's right, George P., he's an up-and-coming star. I think that was a smart move on his part,
by the way. Because, I think the other Bushes, again, are going to be hidden in the woods for what they did. And a lot of guys aren't going to forgive that.
No.
For what they've done to Trump.
Especially if Trump loses.
Yeah.
Before we get to Kathy Gibson, we've got these books, Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy. It's his memoir, Quiet Strength, The Principles, Practices, and Priorities of a Winning Life. He was just this past weekend inducted into the
Hall of Fame,
NFL Hall of Fame. That's right. And he's always been a serious man of faith. If you've ever watched football of any of the teams that he's coached, Tampa or Indianapolis, that. Man of faith, and this is just one of many best-selling books. Well, we've got another one to give away today, and let's give this one to let's make it a little bit easier for you, Nick, the fifth caller today. So the fifth caller at 407-774-8255, that's 407-774-8255, the fifth caller will get today's copy of Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy.
And the great thing, even for, all teachers and people that profession is, we've heard this fellow speak at the NFL conferences, and you want somebody who can teach, leadership, and that's what all these young people need, is how to be a leader. Don't be a follower, and that's what's so great about these type of books.
And Kathy, that brings us to you.
Yeah, you're going to be a leader, Kathy,
because you want to be elected as a Orange County committee woman,
mm-hmm.
which means you will be sort of the leader of sorts of Orange County Republican Party stuff. Is that right?
That's right. I'm running for Orange County State Committee Woman.
State Committee Woman, okay.
State Committee Woman. And because you have to be on the ballot these days, I'm also running for Precinct Captain for Orange County for District 535, Precinct 535. I'm the chair of District 5 now. So I've been active for quite a while, and, I grew up with conservative parents who made sure I was raised with conservative principles. We've done that with our children. But I'm one of the co-founders of the Eastern Orlando Tea Party.
Oh, good.
And I'm still on the board of what's left of the Florida Alliance, which at one time was a very, very big and very strong coalition of Tea Parties and 912s here in Florida. So I started out grassroots.
You got a lot of experience working in and around the party and being active, involved in politics. You've actually written some legislation, proposed legislation.
I have taken legislation since 2011. Took my first piece to Tallahassee, worked with Jeff Atwater and with beloved Senator Kerry Baker, who is my knight in shining armor.
Okay.
And it was the first piece of anti-human trafficking legislation that we'd brought up there. And we had it placed and passed, and the governor signed it.
Great job. Great accomplishment.
So I've been doing
that.
You've
got to be proud of yourself.
I have been doing that consistently since 2011 in Florida. Now, I also am a member of the Concerned Women for America 535 National Project. And we advocate in D.C. several times a year for women, children, family issues. In fact, I was just up there in June and was in and out of the House offices. We were advocating for the criminal justice reform.
So you've been active for quite some time now.
Oh, a long time.
Long time now. And
how much is a long time?
Well, you know, my parents started picking me up. Both my parents were Air Force. I grew up Air Force, and then, darn, I was a glutton for National Defense, married Navy.
Oh, look at this.
We spent 21 years, and I used to be the Admiral's Ombudsman. So I've had a long time with that. But my parents used to pick me up and take me to vote. As I got older, you know, they would discuss conservative principles with me, and we've done the same thing with our children. And Chris knows my now almost 9-year-old grandson started 3.5 sign waving with me.
That's right.
Well, that's great. That's great to see these type of families out there.
And Kathy is a woman of faith. She's a very strong woman of faith. And she, human trafficking has been an issue that she's been passionate about ever since I've known you.
Yeah, I have.
Ever since we started doing this show is about how long I've known you. And it is, as you've told me many a times, as I've heard you tell people in meetings many a times, human trafficking is, Florida is like the number one in the nation.
Florida's number 3 behind New York and California. And it depends on which website you go
on. And Central Florida is number 1 in Florida.
Central Florida is number 1, yes, in Central Florida. The I-4 corridor between Orlando and Tampa is really big. And there is a website that we found that is a user site, meaning those who purchase. And Orlando is number 1 to go and purchase goods, meaning young women, young children, young boys.
Right. And you see these articles in the Sentinel all the time. There was an article just maybe a week or two ago, a couple with Hispanic names.
Right.
And because oftentimes it is, not necessarily always, but in Central Florida, most of the human trafficking is done in the Latino community, is it not?
It's a mix, Chris. It's not exclusive.
You
can't really pin it to the Hispanic community.
It seems like every time you see an article in the paper, though, it is Hispanic names. Unfortunately, perhaps is getting a disproportionate view of it. Can't rely on the media for anything.
But
obviously, it doesn't matter.
Not anymore.
The bottom line is that it's going on, and we need to do something about it.
And
because this is, in essence, slavery.
It is. It is sexual slavery. Pornography drives it. One of the things that we hope to place this year, Utah passed a resolution that pornography is an endangerment and a health concern for women, children, and families. And I'm hoping we can find some sponsors in the House and Senate and Florida legislature to do that again, because pornography is what really drives this. And people think that it's people, children, women, little boys being brought in from overseas, and it is to a great extent. But let me tell you, they track our children here in the United States. And what you post on social media, these people watch it and watch it very carefully. I'm very careful, Chris. You know, you've seen my Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
I will give a first letter of my kids' names. I won't tell where they're at. And we don't do a lot of posting because there are predators out there that watch very carefully.
Yep.
And
once again, you see it in the news all the time.
Are most of these people illegal immigrants or just a potpourri of all different?
It's a potpourri.
Okay.
You know, you get more of the work slavery, like your hospitality, yard work, that type of thing. They'll be brought in thinking they're getting good jobs, and it's taken away from them. You also have to watch the kids in the neighborhood that come around selling magazines. That's another form of it. And someday we'll get into that, Chris. It just is heartbreaking.
All right, but you're running for a state committee, woman.
I am.
The Orange County.
Orange County State Committee woman. And yes,
that,
I am.
This is the election that's being held right now. I mean, the mail-out ballots, mail-in ballots, whatever you want to call them, have already gone out and are starting to come back in. Early voting starts next week, right?
Early voting starts the 15th of August, yes.
Yeah, so that's just a little
curiosity. Is there any type of election fraud, you know, with our friends, extra voters and stuff that you see locally?
You know, True the Vote has come in. I haven't done anything with it this year. But in the past, they have found people living in multiple people in one home or in vacant lots.
The actual primary voting day is August the 30th.
Yes,
Early voting starts on the 15th, and that'll be held at libraries in the area as well as the elections supervisor's office. But August the 30th, and these are closed primaries. And
I think this one's a universal from what I heard at County Watch.
For yours, okay.
For mine, it should be a closed primary, but since the one judge overthrew 71% of the voters that made the primary nonpartisan and has made it open again, I really don't know about this time. But when we were at County Watch on Saturday, it was declared a universal primary.
Oh, all right. And how can people help you out?
People can help me out by going to my Facebook page, watching my video, reposting it, liking it.
And that's just Kathy Gibson at Facebook?
That's Kathy Gibson for State Committee Woman.
Okay. Kathy Gibson for State Committee Woman.
For State Committee Woman. We are working on a PayPal. I never knew that a job that I'm going to have to pay to do.
Yeah, you're not paid at all to be in this.
We're not paid to be in this.
You have to pay your own expenses,
too. I have to pay my own expenses. Oh. And let me tell you, when we went to the Republican National Convention, that was around $5,000. So when you have to go to the quarterlies and any other meetings,
you're spending some dollars.
You're going to be spending some dollars. And I'm not sure about my competition here, but in Seminole County, I've heard several of them are spending $25,000.
It's amazing how scrappy these races for committee man and committee woman
are.
I
just can't believe how these people are out there trying to grab it, and then they're going to be picking up a nice bill.
Well, obviously, it's a key position in ways, evidently.
In some ways, yes. You know, Patty Redlick is our current state committee woman, and Patty has done a fabulous job with Next Generation. And I want to see that continue.
What is Next Generation?
Next Generation is bringing tomorrow's leaders in, starting with the teenage Republicans, the college Republicans, and then stepping up to the YRs. If you look at the age group of most of the people, when we go to meetings, rallies, all of that, Chris, you and I both know they're older.
Right.
We're still spring chickens and very active, but we're not going to be around forever. And it's time we started bringing our tomorrow's leaders in.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Carl Jackson sent me some statistics the other day. I wish I had them in front of me right now. You know, baby boomers, I believe, are still the largest voting block, about 30-something, low 30%. The millennials are right on our heels, though. And, of course, they're going to soon take over because the baby boomers are in the process of dying off. And as we die off, the millennials will step in our place and be the more active politicos, if you will.
That's
so
right.
So we need to bring them into the fold is what you're going to try to do?
Right. And back when my daughters were at Masters Academy all those years ago, one graduated in 96.
Mine went to Masters, too.
Oh. Yeah. Small world. But my oldest graduated in 96, my youngest in 2000. They were very active out there with Young Republicans Club and very active in campaigns, not just because I was their mother, but because that was something they did with their schoolmates. And that needs to be for every child. You need to know how your government works. You need to learn about your candidates because you're going to be making choices that will affect you and the rest of us forever.
Yeah. Well, that's why we got you here, to try to help our listeners make the best choice in this race. And Kathy Gibson is it. By the way, congratulations to Christine from Apopka. She has won that book by Tony Dungy, and we'll have another one to give away tomorrow night, of course. And we're going to have a contest tomorrow night. Because it is contest Thursday.
We're
going to
have some fun.
Come up with another one.
What we're trying to do, we all know if Hillary gets elected, which hopefully that won't come about because we all turn our head down when we hear that. But the reality of it is, what do you think her three first dictates will be as the president of the United States? Now, what we've decided to do, we're going to give you three opportunities there. Like, my first thought on that is probably the first thing she'll do is close down American adversaries. All right? Because she's gotten enough heat from us that we could be target number one.
That big mouth heart will
I
shut
know.
Him up.
Well, I mean, we're putting those people out for good. Number two. Well, we think that she'll want to provide Bill with a lifetime supply of Viagra and a secret passage out of the White House.
Keeps him out of the way.
So we think, yeah, Bill, keep him out of the way. You know, we don't know where he goes, nor does she care, right?
That's right.
And then number three, we figure she'll probably have to do is hire 100 more people for the Clinton Foundation to book as many contributions as she can from people who need major, i.e. today's emails, okay? So
right.
Come up with your top three dictates that you think little sweet Hillary will come up with if she's elected president, which I hope we never have to get into this.
And you'll be playing for a $20 gift certificate to
prizes.
Cafe Positano, which you can use on September the 7th when we have another spaghetti eating contest and celebrate our 6-year anniversary on the air.
Yeah.
September 7th, we'll be doing a live remote broadcast there. And by the way, if you want to make reservations at Cafe Positano, you can do so at 407.
They want to be in the backside.
That's right. In the dining room area.
Yeah, 407-774-8080
for Cafe Positano. And you'll, and by the way, that's compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd. And they are the greatest people to know if you got a Mercedes-Benz and now also a BMW because they will take great care of that
thing. Two high-quality cars by a high-quality person.
They will keep you on the road and happy driving your automobile. And a $10 gift certificate to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown, who's going to help us judge the contestants tomorrow night. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kathy's going to stick around a little while longer, and maybe we can figure out why it is so competitive to be a committee woman. We'll be right back. I love that big music because we're in a big fight.
That's exactly right. And we're going to win that fight,
indeed,
right?
Indeed, indeed. You know, I just got a text from Carl Jackson. He said that the Clinton people contacted him, wanted to know where I live.
Ground control of the Major Tom.
He was smart. He denied even knowing me.
Yeah.
By the way, Carl has oftentimes spoken and written, and he's a great author. He's a great writer. I could never be as good as he is at writing. He has oftentimes written about how, you know, we oftentimes focus, and I know we do it here, on the big elections, the big, you know, the presidential,
right.
Congress and all that. But we need to also focus on the local elections, right?
Absolutely.
And these elections, like even for a committee woman. And it's very competitive for a reason.
Well, it's competitive because you have a voice in the party. And when we went in, when I joined the party back in 2009, we had just started the Tea Party movement. And David Bittner was the RPOF chairman. And he saw the value of bringing in the grassroots, and we came in under him. Unfortunately, he had Lou Gehrig's disease and did not complete his term, but our local REC welcomed us in. We've been active. One of the things we did was we did a resolution that we took to Tallahassee, and I took it to the House and Senate leaders for education about Common Core. And then several years ago, I got a call from the governor's office asking me to set up a woman's group, a woman's focus group for him. And I did that. They were all conservative Republican women, but they weren't all in the REC. They were in different walks of life.
The REC is the Republican Executive Committee.
That's right, it is. And I should be a little more clear about that. But
sorry.
Orange County Republican Executive Committee. And we did that. And the one issue that they and he differed on was Common Core.
Hmm.
And you just look at that and see what it's doing to our children.
Right.
The fine arts are being curtailed. No longer do they teach cursive writing. If you can't read cursive writing, how are you ever going to read your founding documents?
And how are you going to sign your name unless you just print it out?
That's true.
Yeah. It's so, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've known Kathy 6 years now.
Yes.
And she is, as I said, she's a woman of strong faith, and she's very active and very conservative. And you'll find no better person if you live in Orange County than Kathy Gibson for this committee woman position. And so I wish you would help her out, too, by going to your website again.
It's Kathy Gibson for State Committee Woman. It's Facebook. Like it. Share it. We'll have a new video coming out probably in the next week.
Right.
And I will be at as many functions between now and Election Day as I can be. I was asked why I was missing in action for about 2 weeks, and the answer simply is because I was at the Republican National Convention.
In Washington, D.C.?
No, I was in Cleveland.
That's right.
I was in Cleveland.
Yeah. In other words, where Chris went.
You came back from that, and then you went to Washington.
Then I went to Washington, D.C., and worked 10 and 12-hour days until I came home. And that's basically what I do. I am in and out of Tallahassee when we have legislative session. I am in and out of offices around Florida. And I go to D.C. because I care about issues that affect our voters.
And she doesn't get paid a dime.
Constituents.
That's right.
No,
that's great.
I have paid a lot of money, Chris, over the years.
This woman is dedication and devotion to principle and conservative causes and protecting our young and our women. And you'll find no better representative than Kathy Gibson. And we all can't have the drive and the initiative that she has, but we can certainly support her and people like her. And that's what our republic is all about. Kathy Gibson for State Orange County Committee Woman.
State Committee Woman.
All right, there you go. Kathy Gibson. Just remember the name, Kathy Gibson. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Show. It's going to get any more outrageous. Welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time for Rhyme Time show as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, along with the chairman of the board, wearing lavender, periwinkle, something.
Anyway. I know, we're still guessing that color.
It's
too
Michael
bad we can't
McMahon.
Put it out on Facebook. You know?
That's right, Mike McMahon. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge, and he's tuning up for his show tonight. I'm going to have him tell you about that here in just a little while. But, you know, there's a saying, by the way, 407-774-8255 is the number, and Warren will get right to you here in a second. But, you know, the Olympics are going on, and, of course, everybody's going for the gold, silver, or the bronze.
Right.
Well, you know, there's a saying amongst organized crime where do you want the silver or do you want the lead?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, of course, that means do you want to take the money or do you want us to kill you?
Well, now, I know one guy, it looks like he took the money.
He took the silver, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was more than 30 pieces.
Yeah, this is our friend Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Sold out.
This is a great story. You know, here's a guy, right? He was the socialist king. He's the guy. You know, he had all these youngsters. They all saw a wonderful future. You know, he was the Pied Piper.
Had the world at his feet.
I know, the Pied Piper of fake dreams. But today he brought reality home to all those I call the Bernie burnouts.
Yeah.
And what he did, they said he just bought himself his third home. Wait a second. How can you have three homes? You know, we're talking about inequality of income. We're talking about that 1%. But he just bought his third home, which was about $600,000.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
It's on a...
You mean
$60,000? No, $600,000.
And it wasn't on the beach?
No, it's right on a lake. He has 500 feet on, it's Lake Champlain, one of the premier lakes. You know, I think there's 200 miles of waterfront on that lake.
Say it ain't so.
But... Bernie, all those people sent you $10 and $15. What, did they get to maybe look for worms on your yard or something? Can you imagine this? These poor kids that, you know, stomped for him and did everything they could for him. Hey, here's your money, buddy. He lives like a king. You live like a dog. Maybe they have to call him Bernie Chavez, you know, but I mean, just isn't that horrible?
Bet he's going to get with that guy, the chancellor of U California, Berkeley.
Oh, yeah,
and
the guy
get the
from
fence
Berkeley.
Builder and
yeah,
get him
$700,000, the chancellor of Berkeley, to build a fence around his house to keep the students away. Wait a second. I thought you were the president of the university, you know?
Breeding those students.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, how these people get away with this stuff and how the... Like these young people with Bernie, he is a true sellout.
You can't hardly blame Bernie when the choice is take the silver or the lead.
Yeah, he took the silver, all right.
That is reputedly what Pablo Escobar used to say when he would deal with government officials down to Colombia way.
Get the silver or the lead?
That's right. Yeah. Which do you want?
Yeah, he delivered the lead, too.
Your choice.
The right way.
Oh, yeah, it was an immediate gratification. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
The reality came.
a fellow who decided to take the lead was Seth Rich. Now, we talked about Seth Rich on Sunday Night Show. It's interesting because a lot of times what we talk about on Sunday Night Show ends up being big news during the week.
Monday or Tuesday.
Something about that Aubrey Kahn, I guess. But anyway, we were talking about Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, and John Ash on Sunday Night Show. Now, we missed the Iranian scientist.
He could join the Deadpool.
Oh yeah,
don't you think? He definitely qualified. We got to vote him in.
When their State Department emails.
Oh, without a doubt, he's a Deadpool.
Where
guy
he
now.
Is referred to as our friend,
Deadpool.
It doesn't play well in an Iranian court.
Yeah,
Seth Rich, who was leaving his house early one morning a couple of weeks ago, to go to give some information to the FBI. Was shot dead in the street, as the local authorities called it, a robbery gone bad.
Oh, you're in Washington, D.C., Chris. You know there's a lot of robberies.
Yeah, and the only problem is they didn't take anything.
There's one problem.
Yeah, unless he was carrying something other than his watch and money and credit cards and keys and everything.
Yeah, they didn't take any of that?
No, he didn't.
They termed it a robbery?
Right. And
he was shot in the back, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And see, this is how the mob does it.
Yeah.
They kill the guy right before you're going to testify or something. And then, of course, that's a message to anybody else out there. And this is the way the Clintons play. By the way, Sean Lucas.
You know how old he was, too? This is pretty sad, though. He was 27.
Yeah. Just a young guy. Yeah. And he was right. He was a DNC staffer. And he was right in the middle. And WikiLeaks. Julian Assange is intimating that he might have been one of their sources for the leaks of these emails.
So you think that's why?
And Assange has put out a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the perpetrator of this crime. What you want to bet? Nobody's going to claim that $20,000 because the perpetrator's never going to be found.
If you turn the perpetrator in, though, you get part of the $20,000?
I assume if you turn him in, you get the whole 20.
I'm sending him Hillary's name. I might, in the end, get some of that money.
You just might. This is, you know, he was a DNC staffer right in the middle of all this, and he's just the latest. And, by the way, this guy, John Ash, was a former United Nations official, and he was getting ready to do some spilling of guts.
Is this the weightlifter?
And his guts basically got spilled when the weights crushed his throat.
He was doing bench presses, supposedly, I guess, and the weights came down on his throat and, I guess, supposedly broke his neck.
Right.
And then
Sean Lucas was a guy who just was going around serving papers on DNC officials. And he was found dead in his apartment, and the cause of death is yet to be revealed. And I'm sure that this is not
within the last month's time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. With all the political activity going on the next 3 months, boy, if I was a Democrat, I'd be very careful who I offended in that party.
Seth Rich was killed right before the Democratic convention. Sean Lucas was found dead right after the convention. And John Ash was found dead on June 23rd. And once again,
Republicans have any
no witnesses,
like
no motives, no nothing in any of these deaths.
We don't see any Republicans that had this problem. Or
no, but I guarantee you that if any one of these persons were in some remote way associated with or tied to or just somehow Donald Trump's name came up.
Oh, you know whose fault it would be then, of course. Oh,
boy, get the FBI on him. You got to have to haul him in.
Guy's an animal.
Yeah, he's John Gotti. Yeah, he's a John Gotti in disguise. Yeah. We're going to have to, you know, do away with him.
You know, this is so over the top so ridiculous. It's, like I say, I think Trump is being more clever than everybody here combined. And he's tweaking. He's tweaking those. Once again, this guy is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. He and McMahon are psychological geniuses. They understand what yanks people's chains. They know how to yank people's chains, and they know what you're going to get when you do it.
And plus, I mean, like I said, they're going to make the public, meaning the Democrats, immune to excessive criticism. We're just going to go, that's another story.
They're going to make Trump immune to it.
Yeah. They can call him anything. Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that. We're over it. Come on.
It gets so over the top
that people begin
to laugh at it.
And that's what's coming. Right? They started too early.
Well, I think this was up to Trump. I think he drew
maybe
him out.
He drove him to do it
like
too early.
Like I said in the first hour of the show, who do you think's baiting who now? Mm-hmm. I think it's Donald Trump baiting these fools in the media. And, oh, boy, they had their mad faces on this morning. Poor old Mika, she's just so upset and so mad. But, see, this is all part of their shtick so that they can legitimize openly going after Donald Trump to bring him down. So the question is going to be to see, who does the public go for here? Who are they going to go for? The media,
right?
Who are pulling just, off this? You know, who this self righteous? Yeah. You know,
no,
scandal.
We're
going to
be burnt out with the media.
Or are they going to go for Donald Trump, who's tweaking their noses in this?
You know, the song we could dedicate to that.
What's
Patsy
that?
Patsy Cline. Who's sorry now?
Who's
sorry now?
That's right. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Warren is up first, and then Jorge. Warren, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being there.
Hi, guys.
Howdy,
hey,
howdy,
Warren.
Howdy.
The bit of news I had before is getting a little stale now, but this guy is climbing the side of Trump Tower. He's probably up about the 25th, 26th floor now.
Oh, is that right? One of these daredevils climbing. Is he carrying a banner or something?
Something that Trump doesn't want to build his wall out of reinforced glass.
Yeah. Yes,
you know those, remember in the old days of computers when they had to build a raised floor over all the cables and cords?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they had to develop a vacuum type device that you could lift the tile, which equivalent of a tile, so that people could go down into the little area where the cords were.
The workspace,
cables.
Yeah.
So that's what he's using is these big
suction cup
vacuum things.
Suction cup like thing.
Yeah, sticking them right to the glass.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, is while I was listening, I came across a group of students who went to the trouble of their own poll, only they polled 50,000 people.
What'd they get?
Well, the 50,000 were 1,000 per state.
Okay.
And obviously they wanted to know who you were interested in voting for. And it was just unbelievable how skewed these other polls are because, of course, this is a big sample.
Right.
Oh, that's big. It's probably the biggest we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was well over 60% said they were leaning toward Trump.
Imagine that.
But doesn't surprise me any.
Warren, you look at the, really, you watch TV, right? You look at all the rallies that are on TV, look at the people jamming Trump's, and then look at Hillary's. Or, you know, she's selling seats for $50 to get in. I mean, come on. I mean, she pays them.
Well, that was at the convention.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't be surprised there's fillers in there.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Hey, thanks for...
I'll email you that thing.
Yeah, that's a great... That's
yeah, please
a great
do.
Break.
I'd like to see those
I'd
results.
I like that, too. That's really encouraging.
All right. Do they do a state-by-state breakdown? All right. All right. Thank you, Warren. I appreciate that. By the way, speaking of Donald Trump, he's going to be in town tomorrow. He's actually going to be here in Orlando tomorrow, meeting with some local pastors. And then at 7 p.m., he's going to be speaking at the Silver Spurs Arena in Kissimmee. And you all are invited. You can get tickets. You have to have a ticket. And the doors open at 4 o'clock, by the way. But you're going to want to get there earlier than that. You can get those tickets by going to am660theanswer.com. That's am660theanswer.com. Or if you've downloaded the free WORL FM AM app into your smart device, you can use that app to get the tickets as well. That's tomorrow's Silver Spurs Arena, and that's Donald Trump speaking at 7 p.m. The doors open at 4 p.m. And head on down there, and we'd love to hear from some of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, I hope somebody can call us, you know, around 5:30, let us know what it looks like outside.
And or inside.
Inside,
definitely.
Yeah.
And so that's tomorrow at 7 p.m. in Kissimmee. And as I said, he'll be in town here. So maybe he'll listen to the American Adversaries as he's heading down the road.
There's a very good chance in his big limousine, or is he taking in on the airport or coming
in
to hear us?
And we'll be doing our contest tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to love that. Yeah. I mean, this is... Maybe he can... No, he wouldn't want to contribute to this, because what this is if Hillary, you know, we know this, if she were to win, which God forgive us, the question on this one is, what would be her three first dictates when she gets in office the next day? And I chose number one, is she'll probably close down American Adversaries. Number two, she'll provide Bill with a lifetime supply of Viagra and a secret passage out of the White House. And number three, she'll hire 100 more people for the Clinton Foundation to book new contributions. Come up with yours, because we got some great prizes and it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, if you know, Honor Flight is a great organization. By the way, Kathy Gibson also sits on the board of Honor Flight. They're having a fundraiser tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. in Lake Mary. So if you don't want to go down to Kissimmee, you can go to the World of Beer in Lake Mary. That's at 1125 Town Park Avenue, 1125 Town Park Avenue, Lake Mary, tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m., a fundraiser for Honor Flight. And there'll be raffles going on there, silent auction, and with your first brew, you'll get a commemorative glass. World of Beer in Lake Mary tomorrow night, 5 to 8 p.m., to benefit the Honor Flight. Well, okay, so a lot of things going on tomorrow night. All right, but we got to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to take Jorge's phone call and yours as well if you'd like to get in on this. 407-774-8255 is still the number. Have you ever seen the movie Death of a President?
Well, I remember the president said something to me like, "Here goes, Larry," and he stepped out.
Death of a President. That's the trailer from it. It was presented in 2006 at, I believe it was the Cannes Film Festival, some big film festival where it came in. It had the top award and drew six awards altogether. Death of a President was about the assassination of George W. Bush. Do you remember any outrage amongst the media?
Well, I can't believe they'd allow that to be even shown, Chris.
Well, if that wasn't bad enough.
Was this guy a Democrat that produced it?
This was made in Britain, but the next year, an American by the name of Randall Krauss published a book called The Assassination of George W. Bush.
Now, was he a Democrat?
I don't know, but I don't know that the Secret Service made any visits on him, or that there was all this outrage. And I understand Donald Trump's a presidential candidate, but the whole point here is that when it was George W. Bush who was the focus of the so-called threat,
actually, didn't even make news.
It was okay. No, as a matter of fact,
didn't make news.
As a matter of fact, the liberal media that did talk about it said, "Well, this is the sort of thing we should expect when George W. Bush invades Iraq and lied to the people and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, they did not condemn it. They rationalized it. right?
Yeah.
This is the ones who are now, oh, they're all mad because Donald Trump is going to assassinate Hillary Clinton. No, that ain't what he said at all. That's what y'all read into it because you are so dead set on destroying Donald Trump, demoralizing everyone, all the racist rednecks that are supporting him, and that's Bill Maher's words, racist rednecks. If you're voting for Donald Trump, you're a racist redneck. To demoralize us, teach a lesson to anybody else who comes along and wants to step a little bit out of line, you see. It's kind of like Seth Rich was made an example of. Anybody else who's out there thinking about leaking emails, you're going to end up with a bunch of bullets in your back. Well, this is the same sort of message, only you're going to end up with a bunch of, figuratively speaking, knives in your back.
Chris, you saw this weekend Dan Rather. We know who he is, right?
Oh, Danny boy.
He is suggesting that all his fellow news anchors and mainstream media people try to destroy Trump and his supporters.
Right.
Isn't that terrible? I mean, it's just terrible.
Well, like I said, they are using...
And I mean, this is right out in the open. That was right from him.
Oh, yeah. And it was on the Morning Joke this morning, too. And it was in the New York Times.
Oh,
I believe
great.
It was Monday. They're using this feigned outrage that Donald Trump is so over the top. He's so unstable. He's so, you know, unqualified. And the stupid idiots in the Republican Party made him the nominee anyway. So we're just going to have to take him down. And we don't mind telling you that that's what we're going to do. We're saving the union by taking down Donald Trump. And so we're supposed to, I suppose, thank them. Mm. Right? And then you got guys like Michael Medved saying, it's not my job to be a cheerleader, it's my job to be objective. Yeah, you can be objective, but let's hear you be objective about Hillary Clinton for God's sake.
I know, all he does is analyze Trump. How about analyzing her? Give us a break. We're getting a little tired of it, Mike.
And then you got the girls who are on a different network, you know, the girls who do their show from Texas, who have just checked out altogether. I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. We got no time for this nonsense. We do have time for Jorge, though, and he's been holding on the line patiently. Thank you, Jorge. I appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the gift certificate for Café Positano.
Oh, good.
I hope you enjoy it when you get there.
I'm going to get there. Once I get there, I'm going to tell them how great you guys are.
Well, thank you very much.
Try the martinis, Jorge. They're very good. You know?
When Hillary came to Kissimmee just the other day, and everybody started looking at the picture of the Taliban, the father of the...
Yeah, Mateen's father.
Sadiq Mateen.
Angel 53, other. They have to find something to take the media away from Hillary and the Taliban.
That's so part of this.
This bunch of crap about what he said on this and that.
You're
Do
right.
You guys remember Rand Brown?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Clinton's cabinet. Yeah, he ended up dead in the plane crash and had a wound in his head that looked a whole lot like a bullet wound.
Yeah, he was going to have an interview with the FBI.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Isn't it, though?
So? Well, I can't talk too much because I got to go to the hospital and see a friend of mine. But, I mean, you guys are tremendous, and every time I listen to you guys, it just makes my day.
Well, thank you very much, Jorge. And what's your friend's name?
Listen, one more thing. Where is Silver Spurs? Where is it?
It's in Kissimmee down there. It's off 192.
It's a big arena.
Yeah, it's down there off 192. You get down there, you can just stop at any gas station or 7-Eleven, and they'll tell you.
But near the Astros Stadium there somewhere?
Yes. It is down
there. It's right around there, and it should hold a reasonable capacity of people.
I'm going to be there at 2 o'clock.
Oh, look at him. He's fired up, man.
Well, if you can, call us from there tomorrow night, or call us Friday anyway and tell us how it went. By the way, real quick before you go, you said you're going to go visit a friend in hospice?
No. A friend of mine, he's at the hospital right now.
Oh, hospital. Okay. Well, you give him our best and tell him that we're hoping to get out of there real soon and be real healthy. All right?
Well, thank you, guys.
All right,
thank you, Jorge. We appreciate you so very much. All right, there's a man who's going to see Trump tomorrow.
This is good, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, but he's absolutely right, though. Everything is a distraction. You know, there is so much bad news about Hillary Clinton that everything is a distraction.
That's why they were in unison this whole day, because of the Martine situation and then the emails following the next day. This should have been a nightmare for Hillary.
Yeah.
Well, it's still going to be, because we're not going to forget it.
It is. It is indeed. All right, when we come back, JJ is on the line, Al is on the line, and you can be on the line, too. Call us at 407-774-8255. Don't forget, contest tomorrow.
Hey, y'all, this is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The answer, these guys pile drive liberal baloney.
That's us. Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks so very much for listening. That's right. You got the American Adversaries here. And if you're listening now, it means you are listening on the internet or on your smart devices, and that means you are a dedicated listener, and we very, very much appreciate that. By the way, Nick LoCicero and his man Tom are getting ready for their show tonight. Nick, can you want to give us a little preview of what you guys will be doing this evening?
Yeah, we actually have a big show tonight on WDW News Tonight over on 1520 WBZW from 9 to 11 p.m. tonight. We're going to be talking, the 45th anniversary, actually, of the Magic Kingdom is coming up on October 1st.
Really?
And, so 45 years already, so we're starting to get in gear celebrating that. So actually tonight, we do have a list of a bunch of things from Walt Disney World. So what we're doing is trying to come up with the 45 greatest things ever about Walt Disney World. And so that could be anything. It could be attractions, people, animatronics, food, boats, transportation,
now,
whatever.
This is a really big show right now.
This is a huge
really
show.
Really big show.
So if you go to WDWNT.com, you could actually vote. And we're going to take the top 45 vote getters, and that'll be on the list, and then we'll run them down on the show.
I want to vote.
Yeah, what do you like?
The Richard Petty driving experience.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. We'll see how many votes that gets.
Although I've never done it, I would love to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's closed now. You know that, right?
Yeah, they closed it, a couple of years ago,
They
right?
closed it, and then they demolished it. It's now going to be a new parking lot area, easier to get in and out of the park.
What's the best bar in Disney?
That's good.
I'll go with that one.
Nomad Lounge over at Animal Kingdom.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
He's drinking okay,
there's no certificate for us or anything?
No.
We're not eligible anyway. All right, when and where again?
9 to 11 tonight, and that you could listen at 1520 WBZW or online, WDWNT.com.
I've been very informative the 45 cool. years. Wow.
I know it.
Yeah,
it's gone by fast. I remember my dad used to love to go out there.
Yeah.
He was out there all the time.
Wow. So, now, when did you get here to Florida?
My parents moved here in 59. I was a year old.
I came down to the World Football League in 74.
74,
I went
yeah.
to graduate school in 69. God, I should have been here then right when they started.
Yeah, opened in 71, right, Nick?
Yeah, October 1st, 1971.
71, yes, sir.
Wow.
Okay, we've got some callers on the line. JJ is up next, and then Al is on the line. JJ, thanks for calling tonight. Is JJ still with us? No? Okay, let's go to Al, and then maybe we can get JJ on.
Right.
Al, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you holding there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, you guys are upset about people criticizing Trump and not criticizing Hillary and all that, but here's the problem. The problem is that we all know Hillary is a crook, and so the criticism can only go so far.
Right, it is what it is, right?
There is that.
That's right. Where do we go from there?
It is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right.
But the thing is, Trump is a lunatic.
Well,
and so he's back. He's back crap crazy. He got his hand on the red button before he's even president, and I think that's a little more concerning than, you know, a crook.
Well,
4 years of a crook is better than 1 year of someone who's completely insane.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is exactly the line of attack that the Clinton campaign and now also the media are taking in this election cycle. And that is that you're right. Everybody sort of recognizes Hillary Clinton as the crook, the scoundrel that she is. So how do you win an election with a person like that? You make the other person more unelectable. And how do you do that with a guy that doesn't really have a lot of political baggage? You make him into a nut. You make him into somebody who's crazy. You make him into a Barry Goldwater. You make him into somebody who's going to blow us all to smithereens. And so you're right that this is the tactic that they're doing, and you are buying into it. I'm not buying into it. I think Trump is crazy like a fox. And I don't think that he is the lunatic that the media is making him out to be. But you're right that that's the approach that they're taking here.
Well, it's not the media saying, hey, why don't we use tactical nukes? That's coming out of Trump's mouth.
No, what he was doing was he was talking with defense experts trying to educate himself on our defense strategy. And he was asking probing questions. Some of those questions had to do with the use of nuclear weapons. Questions that he needed answered. Does that mean that he's going to be out there willing to use tactical nuclear weapons? No. It meant that he wanted to know, what do we have? Where are they at? What can they do? That's something I would think that a president would want to know, and that most of the American public does not know, because the military will not tell us. We weren't in that interview. We're just hearing what the media wants us to know about that interview. And they're, I believe that they're, once again, overblowing things and basically putting words in Trump's mouth to make it appear as though he's more dangerous than the crook Hillary. But your take on things is right on, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. I just hope that you'll begin to see through it, Al, and see things our way. Thanks again for the call. I so very much appreciate you being out there.
I wonder how Al feels about Bernie's new house.
Oh, we forgot to ask.
I mean, he should have been a little surprised, $600,000 house.
Well,
right?
Like you said, you know, we all know Hillary's a crook. That's kind of hard to argue with, I must admit.
Yeah, but I would be
we
hurt.
We all know she's a crook.
I know, that is right. I mean, it's right. That's it. They said, you guys got no place to go. I know, that's about, she's the highest level crook we can find, you know.
But that goes to the heart of what's going on with the media and everything. But,
like,
they know
about
that she's indefensible. So why
just be aggressive?
Why bother?
Just call the guy anything you can and hope it sticks, because you have no way out. You got a crook.
Instead of trying to defend Hillary Clinton,
you just got a crook.
Keep the offensive. Keep Trump on the defensive.
Yep.
You see.
Yep. And that's the game they're going to play. And, but I think they're going to burn themselves out.
And here's
the public's eyes.
Here's the thing. Now, if you're Donald Trump, and you kind of realize that this is going on, you're going to ask yourself, what do I do about it? Because obviously there's nothing you can do to stop them, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so since you can't stop them, you try to find a way to neutralize them. And you do that by baiting them into going overboard. And hope that they do.
Yeah, more ridiculous. And I thought the days was just absolutely absurd what they did today. That was ridiculous.
Well, but they'll find some way to top it tomorrow.
You know, another story tomorrow.
Poor old Mika Bolshinsky is running out of faces to make.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's gone through the concerned face. She's gone through the sad face. Now she is fully engulfed in the mad face.
Oh, yeah.
What else is left? Right? They're going through all these emotions.
How about the ugly face?
Well,
that's there. That's permanent.
There's something about that haircut that makes her head look strange. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, I think that Trump has resigned himself to, the media is going to, you know, attack me no matter what.
No, he sticks with his story.
So why not just go ahead and let him...
And just work Hillary over legitimately. You don't have to do anything.
And
bait him once in a while.
Well, and sort of do the rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
Right?
Throw a little bait. Let them just...
Let them wail away at you a while. Yeah. Throw them a little more.
Burn themselves out.
And then next thing you know, you hit them with that right cross and they're on the floor.
Yep.
Right? So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I'm thrilled about Warren's report today about those 50,000 people, 1,000 in each state.
I look forward to seeing that.
Trump. Yeah, I want to see that. 60% Trump. Wow.
I hope it has a state by state breakdown.
Yeah. That'll never be on TV.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
forget
a poll
that
you'll never see.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll go home and look for it tonight. Don't think so, right?
Not likely. No, no.
Not likely.
I don't believe so. No. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow, Trump in Kissimmee. That's open to the public. It'll be in here in Orlando, but that's not open to the public, in my understanding. It's just going to be for some local pastors. But tomorrow in Kissimmee, you can attend. You can get tickets. If you're listening now, you can get them on the website. If you're listening through the web, or if you've got your smart device and you have the app, you can get the tickets via your app. And the doors will open at 4 o'clock. But you heard Jorge say he's going to be there at 2
o'clock.
I guarantee you people are going to start lining up at that tomorrow morning, probably 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I guarantee you. Maybe even earlier. I don't know. But they'll be out there.
It's always a fun crowd, though. Everybody has a smile. Everybody looks like they're having a good time. And,
And there'll be the paraphernalia out there. Mm-hmm. There'll be hats, T-shirts, buttons, you know, the whole nine yards. There'll probably be a handful of protesters out there, I would imagine.
There always are.
Yeah, but that's part of the game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not a big deal.
And, once again, we'd love to hear from any of you who do make your way down there tomorrow for the Trump rally.
You know one thing we always forget there, Chris?
What's that?
Olympics are on.
Well, yeah.
You know, we always, this is once every 4 years.
Well, now wait a minute, because we were talking about, you missed it, because Sunday night we were also talking about the Olympics.
I missed that.
Because of Jenny Thrasher.
Right.
Do you know who Jenny Thrasher is?
She is one of the athletes, and the shooter.
The
how about
shooter.
That?
There you got go. It, buddy. That's right.
And she's all for against gun control.
Exactly.
Because she knows how to handle a gun.
And the liberals were up. They were up
isn't that unbelievable?
They took a break off Trump long enough to get all over this.
Let's get a little kid.
She's not a little kid. She's a 19-year-old
beat her
girl.
Up a little bit.
But she is also the youngest woman to ever have won the first gold medal in an Olympics.
And she's a woman?
And she did it as a shooter.
And the liberals beat up a woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, they're really...
Oh, they'll go out...
It doesn't matter what you are. Right?
It's bad enough if you're a white male. The liberals will tear you up. But if you are a woman or a black person and you are not liberal, look out. Yeah. Good night. They are going to tear you limb from limb.
No, I did. I saw that story, and I had to laugh about that. She put herself across very well.
Yeah, I believe she's shooting again either tomorrow or the next day and may get another medal, too, before she comes back and goes
Trump
back to school.
Bring her to one of his events.
That'd be
I wouldn't
cool.
be surprised from whatever state she's from.
Virginia?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Virginia
he was
Thrasher.
There today. Yeah.
Virginia Thrasher from Virginia.
Yeah.
And she's going to college at Virginia. I guess Virginia
Tech. Did she go to UVA or
I'm
Virginia
not sure.
Tech?
I'm not sure. But, yeah, she learned how to shoot hunting with her dad and brothers.
Like I talked about deer hunting, Chris. 800,000 people in Pennsylvania deer hunt. That's a big militia.
If it wasn't bad enough that she won a gold medal shooting, when interviewed, she was saying that when she shot her first deer, her brothers and dad didn't know if she was going to be able to do it. And then when she did it, she got a big rush of adrenaline.
No, I've never deer hunted. It is thrilling. I don't like to kill animals at all. Yeah. But, you do because it's harder than you think to hit the thing.
Oh, that's what it is it's the hunt.
Yeah.
It's not so much the killing, it's the hunt.
So along the Delaware River, we're between Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we did duck hunting because that used to be a flyway.
Yeah.
It's a thrill.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Boy, there are a lot of people trained in guns.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we had a lot of fun talking about that. But, I guess the big story so far, other than Jenny Thrasher, has been the swimmers and the gymnasts, American swimmers and gymnasts.
Michael Phelps. Think about that. 21 gold medals, a total of 25 medals. The closest guy or girl is 9 gold medals. So you're talking 21, 9? The accomplishment.
That's a lot of gold.
And the work that the
By the way, he has to pay taxes on that, too, we found out.
I know. Boy, let's go 21 times. Somebody's trying to tell us. I think it's worth more than $90,000.
Are those solid gold or gold-plated?
Oh, I hope they're solid gold. But, what a tribute to this guy. I just think of all the work any athlete goes through, but to be able to do that for all the years he's done it for, swimming, you burn out real early.
Yeah.
And he's 31 years old, so...
He attributes his most recent success to having turned his life around. He got, caught on Facebook or something, hitting a ball.
Got married as a child now.
His
mother's still with him.
And evidently he read that book, Rick Warren's Life, Rick Warren's book, Purpose-Driven Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned his life around, and he has found Christ, and it has given him new purpose in life. And
the only thing I didn't like were the octopus marks on him. Sh- shoulders and stuff. You saw that?
What, a tattoo?
The cupping?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They put, that's a new way to bring, supposed, I think it's either oxygen or something. You didn't see that on the, oh, Chris, are you watching?
No.
They have, oh,
what, suction
did
cups?
I expose you?
Like the suction
they,
cup?
They look like suction. You know, they put a cup against your skin, and it's supposed, I don't know, it either brings more oxygen to the surface and whatever.
Or
but,
more
but
blood,
you're marked.
More
you're
blood actually, into your muscles.
You're absolutely
yeah.
marked. And yeah. It's not illegal yet. So hopefully it won't be, because
well, you
you're
know,
not using drugs or anything. You're just blowing your body up.
I saw a special one time on him, and why one of the reasons why he's so successful. He and Mark Spitz, remember Spitz?
I remember
right?
Mark Spitz,
seven
who
gold
was
medals.
The king.
All right, until Phelps came along. They both have sort of the perfect swimmer's body.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the hydrodynamics
right.
of going through the water
right.
as a human being.
And he's bigger. I mean, Phelps is bigger.
Right, but they both have sort of elongated right. torsos, right. long arms,
mm-hmm.
and their breathing capacity mm-hmm. was much greater than a normal person's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just sort of the perfect swimming human
yeah,
being.
Me. Yeah.
And they, not that there aren't others out there with those kind of bodies, but these guys found their place in the water.
And I think he has like two or three more events left where,
yeah.
you know, he can knock off
yeah.
another one or two, which would be great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Indeed, indeed. Okay, all right. Let's see. Okay, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we got to finish out the show. And don't forget, Larry Elder is coming up next at 7 o'clock. We'll see what he has to say.
Baseball.
Well, baseball's already on. Larry Elder is going to follow us. If you're listening now, you'll be hearing Larry Elder when we go off, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot more to say about the Donald Trump insinuation, whatever it happens to be. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for being with us tonight. Once again, Larry Elder's coming up here in just a few minutes, and we'll be back here tomorrow night, of course, with our Thursday evening contest. Looking forward to that. What are the
That's
first three
it.
Things Hillary's going to do?
I know. What do you think, Chris?
I'm working on mine.
You know, I think the first one, she's going to close down American adversaries.
Can't have us shoot off our mouths
but
anymore.
You know what? She's not going to win anyway. You know what I mean? And then number two, Bill gets his lifetime supply of Viagra, you know, which I think is very important to her to keep them out of the house.
I got that.
Right? And then three, and they're going to hire 100 more people for the – and after today's emails, don't you believe this? They've got to hire at least 100 more people for the Clinton Foundation to book new contributions,
yep.
you know, from all the influence they're going to sell. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're going to have some good entries tomorrow.
All right. We got JJ on the line tonight, though. So, JJ, thanks again for calling. And thanks for calling back.
Sorry, I had to hang up.
That's okay. That's all.
But, I wanted to tell you, my past client did not sing.
You know, I thought about when I said that, I'm thinking, you know what, that probably, who was that, JJ?
I'm really too young to not know
oh,
that.
Oh, who's
but
sorry I'm now?
I'm the youngest of eight kids, so I had older siblings that had a
So they told you the answer?
The oldest. Connie Francis.
That's right.
Connie Francis.
I'm thinking, right
oh,
when
yeah.
I said that, I'm thinking, but I remember that song, Who's Sorry Now?
Who's Sorry
yeah,
Now?
Yeah. But I just want to say, and you know, I'm for Trump, and I think he's really great getting this in the news, but I do wish that he would not just say, you know, that's what he wasn't insinuating. I wish he'd take it further and say, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I'm just saying there's so many people out there that wouldn't let that happen. And even non-gun owners, people that want to at least have the choice, they're so big it's a choice.
Well,
to still exercise their right, should they choose to.
You're right. I would like to see him go a little bit further that way, too. He addressed it last night on Hannity's show. I don't know if you saw it or not. Hannity asked him about it. And he turned it into what we're talking about kind of here, and that is that, you know, this is just the media going over the top. Look what they do. If I'd have said something else and blah, 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 blah. And he's right about that. But he doesn't take the point that he opened the door to any further. In other words, the discussion about guns and stuff like that. And I'd like to see a little bit more follow-up. But see, that's what made it kind of dawn on me that I think he's doing this on purpose to tweak them because he wants them to expose themselves as being so overly biased that their reporting becomes neutralized and people begin not to pay as much attention to it.
By November, the story's old. How were they going to have the throw-in?
Exactly. I mean, this act is going to get old fairly quickly, and I think he's more intent on doing that than he is on making any kind of philosophical argument, if you will. And however, I would like to see more of the philosophical argument, but I don't think that's where he's at right now.
Yeah, it would be nice for people to think, hey, what if we didn't have that right? We'd be like,
right.
The only nation in the world that has that privilege. Why do we want to lose?
Exactly. I would love to see more of that, but I just don't think that's Donald Trump.
Educational way.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, he's just more of a hands-on man, solve problems. He's not a philosopher or ideologue in any sense of the word. So we're not going to get those type of arguments, I don't think, out of Donald Trump.
True. Well, other people can make them.
Yeah, I was going to say that's, but that's why we're here.
Correct arguments,
and why you have callers like me.
Exactly. I mean, we all have our role.
Total
in this.
Input.
We all have our role, and see, that's another I think cool thing about Trump is that he's bringing people into the process. He's getting people jazzed up about this.
Talking about important issues too.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I just want to encourage, and I know you've done this, Chris, but. Somebody else saying it to encourage people to watch Clinton Cash as well as that Dinesh D'Souza movie. You can watch that on YouTube for free.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Clinton Cash is on OAN, and it was on again this weekend at 5:00 and 2:00. And OAN, is a huge, huge channel.
Yeah.
And it's free. Yeah.
If you have Bright House, you can't get it. Though, but if you have UVerse, you can get OAN.
YouTube is free anytime you want
that's
to watch
right.
it.
Right.
No, that's good. That's but right. I'm just saying I watched it on that.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to Breitbart. It's on YouTube. There's many ways to see it. And by
that's
the way,
what I said. That's
Peter Schweitzer is going to be on our show Friday. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so if you have questions.
Those two are like Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible,
Yeah, that's right.
That they gave the money and did just to look good. They lied when they didn't have to, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
But anyway,
okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, JJ. Appreciate it.
There's spinoff the books coming. It's like Clinton Cash Graphic or something.
He's gotten more information since the book was published.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And more of these emails and things have come
Friday,
out.
But there's another slot. They're doing something with it to even get better distribution. Which is what we want.
Yeah, we want exactly. We want more as a
just spread the truth.
Like JJ said, especially if you haven't seen the movie Dinesh D'Souza's, please try to see it before it goes out of the theaters. I'm sure you'll be able to see it after that, but if you see it at the theater once again, you'll be helping D'Souza
out. And he made some pretty good money, I hope. His pay for that first weekend was I think
for the year. Yeah. It was $4 million, and I believe he's up over $7 million now. I'll have to double-check on that, so don't quote me on that. But he's had a lot of people see it so far. But once again, most of the people who are seeing it are...
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, so need to bring friends.
Yeah, and encourage people, dare them if you have to, dare them to see
it. Either way, it's worth it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And then see what they have to say afterwards. Yeah. Okay, well, we are about out of things to say because we're about out of time, not things to say. But we'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, it is Contest Thursday. Once again, you're going to be playing for some great food, groceries.
Yep, and this is lay down your frustrations in the contest.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, so please be with us. And the Rays are off tomorrow, so we'll have the full 2 hours. And don't forget, if you want to get tickets to the Trump rally tomorrow in Kissimmee, you can do them at am660theanswer.com, or if you have the app, you can get them through the app. Either way.